Eric Eckberg, Granite Recovery Center, has been an expert on the mental health side. And Eric, I wanted to get him on with his expertise, the CEO, the director there, and he's been on a lot with us talking about this. Eric, I apologize. We carried the press conference live at the top of the 10 from Lewiston and the latest in the search for Robert Card, the suspect. What a grueling, terrible story. But Eric, good morning. Good morning, New Hampshire, the Pulse 7H. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Eric, you and I have talked about this as much as, you know, we're going to do more. We're going to do more. We need to do more. But right here at home and nationally, we know that this suspect, there's a lot we don't know, but we do know that this past summer, police and local authorities were so worried about his mental health situation of being a threat to others, hearing voices that they, you know, he was in a facility of treatment for 2 weeks. And we know mental health is a component of this. And it may not be the driver, but we know it's a component. But yet, mental health across the board, anxiety, depression, it's such a mammoth, huge issue affecting more families, more people than any other single health reality that I know, Eric. So I want you to maybe share your thoughts. We don't know everything yet. We don't know enough yet, but we know some things. Eric, your thoughts.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. Yeah, first of all, my heart and condolences go out to all the families up in Lewiston. Incredible tragedy. And we've talked about mental health. Granite Recovery Centers is traditionally substance use disorder treatment centers. We've noticed over the last number of years, more and more people are coming to us, higher level of acuity on the mental illness side. We've always treated co-occurring disorders, meaning substance use disorder with some underlying mental health issue. But again, we've noticed more and more people coming to us, and you know, we know it across the board with the boarding in the ERs and all our hospitals in the state. You know, we recognize we need more facilities. We need more ways to connect to these folks that need the help. And we literally converted one of our treatment centers in Canterbury to primary mental health for a residential level of care. And as we suspected, we've been almost at capacity since day one, to the point we're discussing expanding that facility to take on more. I don't know what the deal is, Jack. I know I don't think there's a coincidence that after COVID, isolation, lockdowns, everything that's going on in the world, our society of high net internet speed, everybody's attached to their cell phones. You know, we're losing that human contact touch, and people fall through the cracks. People, you know, loners, and there's things going on, and unfortunately we're finding out about it way too late.
Eric, I could not agree more. You know, I said yesterday, one of the real realities that I think needs to come from this and other sources, not just when you see mass violence like this from someone who has, you know, mental health issues, but we never seem to talk about it, Eric. You know, yep. No offense, I know you spend a lot of time in Maine. I know you're very empathetic, sympathetic to this situation, but Eric, of everyone listening, it could be themselves, the individual listening, it could be their significant other, could be their kids, could be their grandkids, could be a niece, could be a nephew, could be a neighbor. Mental health, anxiety, depression affects more of us than any other health reality we can talk about. I can talk about bad backs, strokes, heart attack, cancer, and yes, can we just, I hope we're moving on from the C word, because I'm so fed up and tired about the COVID stuff. Okay, it's a virus. It's gonna stick around. Thankfully, we're not hearing as much about it lately. My point is, all these things that we stress about, all these things we spend billions and trillions of dollars on, but we gloss over mental health. Why?
It's a great question, Jack. You know, it's similar to addiction. You know, there's the stigma almost. It's not as bad as addiction, because a lot of that, you know, people, oh, they did it to themselves. Mental health doesn't completely fall into that category, but people don't want to admit it. If you have loved ones, if you see things are going on, you know, people need to be pointed in the right direction and seek that help. A lot of these things get progressively worse, and I suspect this guy, you know, he was committed, which tells me it was involuntary. So there's a whole host of questions that need to be answered, what its prognosis was and who was alerted. But it sounds like clearly things progressed over the years, and that's what happened. And then it's, you know, a disaster that we've seen unfold.
Yes, and we've had, how many times, Eric, while you were saying this, and J-Dog, I can think of several, where we've had these mass situation of violence where one individual has planned for a long time to go hurt a bunch of people, where you hear that authorities were alerted to this person months earlier and checked on them and spent time with them and determined that they were not going to be violent or that they were okay to live alone or be out there. And we may be seeing the situation right here again with this subject, Robert Card, given the 2 weeks where police, they were so concerned, they actually spent time with him and committed him, basically. Mm. Right. And yet he was out to do this.
Yeah, it defies logic, right? I don't know. But we got to do better. That's the simple answer I know. But we got to do more.
Eric, thank you so much. If people want to learn more, contact you. What's the best way?
Granite Recovery Centers, our website, 800 number right on our landing page. So go there and we can point you in the right direction.